four, three.
Fuck it.
There's no words on it.
Tomorrow. Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
So I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it. There's no words on it.
Tomorrow. Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
So I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't.
Alright, what's up everybody? This is again The Full Assault, and this is our second podcast. So, I hope you like our introduction. That was Bill O'Reilly flipping out remix version. So, fuck it, we'll do it live. And, we have a special guest today. I like to call him, our gaming consultant. All the way from Wasilla, Alaska, folks. I think he's Sarah Palin's, biological stepson. So, here he is, Unbeatable 61591. That is his PlayStation Network ID. So, Unbeatable, are you there with us?
Yep, I am right here from Alaska. It's very cold out here, you know. You know, the only problem in Alaska is you don't get much of a good internet connection on online gaming. But, how are you doing today?
It's a good day. It's Christmas since, We started this podcast December 24th, but due to technical difficulties that we will not go into, it is now the 25th, 2008, December 25th, 2008, so it is actually Christmas morning.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
So, I know there's no children listening to this, right? Yeah, there's no children listening to this, but,
Yeah, Santa Claus is not real, assholes.
That wasn't even what I was going to say. I was going to say that if he tries coming down my chimney, I'm going to slaughter him. But, we got a lot of things on the agenda today, now that we have our special guests, and, we did a little introduction. We don't really need to go into detail about them. If you want to look them up, you can just go on familywatchdog.org, and, we are going to talk about Home today, the beta, which, you know, I just gotta say, Home.
The fuck are you doing?
Like that sound Bites just said, I don't know what they're doing with Home. I don't know, gamer. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, is there anything they can, like, is there anything they've even done right so far with Home? I don't think so.
But nothing, man. It's like World of Warcraft, pretty much. You can dance, text and talk. It's pathetic what they've done with this. And, like, you know, you've been on the Japanese beta, they have so much more, you know, quality and much more stuff to do. It's just, I don't know what the fuck Sony US is doing. I don't know if they just hate us or something, but, like, after like 3 years of waiting, with 3 or 2 years, that seriously, this is it, Home? Are you fucking kidding me? You know, like, I don't know your thoughts on this, but
yeah, dude, I gotta agree. It's like, you know, it's been, they've been promising us that they, the reason why not are gonna release the beta right now to everybody is that it's, it's kind of, you know, it's not ready yet. And then all of a sudden, they decide to release the beta, and it's like, you weren't ready before, but now you are, and it still sucks. What was the original, like, that they couldn't release it? I mean, seriously, I don't think it could have been much worse than what it is now. I mean, it's pretty bad right now.
Well, let's realize this is PlayStation Network, so it was probably a lot worse. They probably didn't even have, like, they were saying, like, you know, oh, we'll move it to this back. They probably just started on it, like, a half a year ago. let's be honest on this. This is just pathetic. It seems like they put a bunch of 10-year-olds in a fucking room and they decided to make Home. That's basically what it's come down to.
Yeah, it really, I don't know. They haven't done anything right with it. The game spaces are boring. I mean, the best one is Far Cry 2. Unbelievable. I mean, those Uncharted game doors where you have to enter an access. What the hell is that? What? I have to enter an access code. Okay,
don't get me started. Don't get me started on that bullshit.
Where am I supposed to get the code from? Is there like a secret? Is there like a number just randomly written on a wall in the video game? And two, how is anybody supposed to know that without anybody looking it up? But I mean, you know, there's, like we said before, I mean, there's nothing that you can't do in home that you can't do in GTA 4. I mean, I can play bowling, I can play pool, and I can do a lot. I know.
You can shoot people up in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, at least I can shoot people in Grand Theft Auto. And, you know, home, I can't even say the words suck.
But, honestly, I think what they have to do in home is to make the game at least remotely interesting. Is make home robbing. Like, you can go into other people's apartment, break in, steal their shit, and, you know, they'll have police in there. Like, honestly, right now, even I don't think home is going to be that successful. I just do not think it's going to be that successful.
I'm not going to go as far as saying it's not going to be successful. But, you know, like everything Sony does, it starts out slow, and it's, you know, within another 2 years or something like that, it might be something. I mean, the PS3's launch was like that. Everyone was like, it's not going to be successful. And look where it is now. I mean, it's one of the, you know, it's one of the powerhouses in gaming. I mean, you know, there's only three of them, you know. Nintendo is...
Two.
Yeah, true.
Don't even call Nintendo a powerhouse. Nintendo is a decent system. The Wii.
Is it more of an ornament? Like, is it more of a household object?
No, I think it's more of a piece of shit that should have never been created. I think I can find better graphics on PS2. And, you know, I don't know. Like, let's not get started on Wii Fitness. You know.
Yeah, but I mean,
I can't go to the gym and run around and lift weights. No, I'm gonna do Fantasy Wii Fitness, where I run in place like a faggot. No, that's just pathetic.
Hey, don't forget, you can do yoga too, alright? Yoga's pretty ballin'.
Yeah,
I mean,
yoga.
You can lose a lot of pounds doing yoga, man. I mean, when you're doing the turtle stretch, dude, I mean, you probably lose them like 10 pounds right there.
Well, I think we're getting a little bit up off topic.
That's our daily comment for home, for Nintendo.
Yeah, but so any Nintendo fans, you know, I better turn off this podcast right now because, you know, it fucking sucks. I'll just tell you right now.
All right.
You wasted $190 on.
No, I think it's like $250. But anyway, back to home. I mean, like, you know, they were supposed to be releasing some Red Bull Air Show. Then they said, oh, you know, Ted the Dog on the Europe home beta said, oh, wait, I'm sorry, it's not coming out this year. Oh, it must not be ready yet. So when it is ready, I guess it's not going to be that good, too.
2010.
Red Bull Air Show 2010, baby, woo! But, you know, it is what it is. Sony, I think everybody's commented on home. They've all said that it sucks. I mean, they keep saying these things like, oh, we're going to have a trophy room and we're going to have more game spaces.
How about they quit talking? They actually.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. When are they going to do that? When? I mean, they've been talking about a trophy room since the E3 2007. When is this trophy room that I keep hearing about coming out?
And let's be honest, like, even, like, the new updates, like the in-game music, it's only with certain games. Like, the updates kind of lackadaisical where you can't do it with every game. That's, you know, another, I think besides, I don't think they should take on so many projects at once. They should do one, do it good and successfully, and then move on to another. That should be their goal.
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, do you want to get some gaming news real quick? Do you want to get some gaming, well, not real quick, but, probably about, like, 12 minutes into this or something like that. We're making good time. Do you want to get into the gaming news?
Sure. What about the 3D monitor?
Oh, let's talk about that 3D monitor, shall we? I have it right here. Alright, it appears that there's a gaming monitor that they're going to show off at CES of next year. And it's going to sell from $400 to $550, and they can also be used as a 2D monitor. And apparently they already have a line of games and shooting games made for this 3D monitor and system to go as soon as it goes. Like we talked about, I don't know, I don't see anything about these 3D glasses that you have to wear. I'm not seeing it. Whether or not it'll happen is yet to be talked about. By the way, the company's name that's developing this is IC3Ds. So they seems like a pretty good price for the monitor though, and they, I mean, I'm looking at a picture of the monitor. I don't know if you've seen the picture or not yet. But, I mean, they look pretty awesome to me. I mean, it looks like a flat-screen TV or something. It looks like something that a college kid would, you know, like a college dorm room should have. So, what do you think about it? What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's great for the fact that, like, first-person shooter people love, like, to be interactive with the game. So, how can you get more interactive than 3D, you know? And it could go with other games, like, you know, RPG games, like role-playing games. Well, it's the same thing, you know. But basically, I think it would be a great launching pad because they'd sell a crap load of them to Xbox and PS3.
I don't know about Xbox. I don't think Xbox could handle 3D. But,
they could probably do it, but it wouldn't be to the quality of the graphics of the PS3. That's just a fact.
Yeah. Alright, yeah, I don't think 360 can do it, though, but, I also read another thing about 3D. I know you read this, too, the other day. PS3 apparently is saying that they want to do 3D in 2009. They didn't really release too much information about it other than, an interview with, I believe it was Gaming Magazine, but, we'll check that again, and, I mean, you know, they're going to definitely have to do an update for it. They already said that there's obviously a 3D update that they'd have to do. But I didn't even know that you could do an update for 3D. I mean, did you? I mean, were they going to be distributing glasses to everybody? And two, how are you going to get 3D on your TV? What do we have to buy 3D TVs? Like 3D HD TVs now? How the hell is this going to work? What do you think?
Well, honestly, I think you'd have to use glasses. I don't know how to the extent it would work. You know how some television shows, they'll put it in 3D? Like, they'll just, like, regularly it will look all screwed up, and then when you put the 3D glasses, it will look decent in 3D? It's not going to look like, an IMAX or anything. It's going to look halfway decent. I honestly don't know. They'd probably sell, like, earlier we were talking about that monitor. Maybe you have to buy a special TV, like you were saying. I wouldn't exactly be sure, to be totally honest. It's kind of... They have to give out more information to let me know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we'll definitely keep up on that thing because that's I don't know if they'll actually do it or not. I mean, you know, Sony likes to make bold statements and then not follow through on
them. Never back it up.
Yeah, like a year ago. I mean, I don't know. I know we also we were talking about this the other day, but you know, that they said by the end of the year, they, you know, in the beginning of the year, they only owned 20% of the Blu-ray. No, was it 14 or 20?
It was 20.
20, yeah. They only owned 20% of the Blu-ray market, and then they said they wanted to own 50%. I don't think they have 50. They probably
at the most 30 or 40.
You know, I think it could have been 35, 40, but I don't think it was 50. I mean, that's an extreme number to say you're going to own 50% of it, especially with the growth. I mean... Like I said in my last show, 167% growth in just the past year alone, and they're saying most of it's due to the Dark Knight. So I don't think that they own 50% of the market, but I mean they do own a studio. I mean they produced they were the studio to make Hancock, James Bond. I mean they got a long list of things, and I know I mentioned it to you the other day. About how they own a movie studio, or whatever. But PS3 has hit a milestone, and they've already gotten more than half of the movies that Xbox Live has on their movie store. So I mean, they're really dedicated to this. But I'm not seeing a huge HD mark. You know, like area to buy shit in, like an HD area. It just doesn't seem like they're putting an effort into there. Whether it be for size or I don't know. I mean, I want to see more HD movies in there, but like
that would be great because you could actually live up to the you're watching a great looking movie. It's not like a freaking standard television. It's just hopefully they put a little more dedication into that area.
Yeah, I mean, I know I saw the other day there was a building HD area, but I mean, one of the movies they had in HD was A Christmas Story. I was like, an HD A Christmas Story. What am I gonna virtual? What am I gonna be able to zoom in on Ralph? On Ralphie or something? I mean, how the hell does that work? If I want to watch A Christmas Story, I'll turn on TBS right now. Seriously, I don't really need to watch it in HD. It's just like some of the movies they put in there, it makes no sense. It's like, I get it for the holidays, you want to put a Christmas story in there, but HD version of it? Nah, that's not necessary.
That's kind of absurd. Why wouldn't you rather put in HD?
Oh, is it? It's absurd? It's absurd?
Yeah, it's absurd.
Oh, okay. I just need to make sure that I could quote you on that word, absurd. As you can tell, everybody, Unbeatable is white, and, well, no, I did tell you guys he was from Wasilla, Alaska. I guess I was serious when I said it. So, but he's white for all the people out there, so, just, when he uses...
I'm African-American. What do you think I am? I'm white. I sound white.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody sounds white on Skype, and, well, I said Skype weird. I said... Not the Phantom. You know, he's Puerto Rican, dude. Don't even joke about the Phantom.
Yeah, man, he would change that. Okay, we're getting off topic.
Yeah, we're getting off topic. Okay, what's the next story we were talking about? What's the next story?
I don't know. I think that would be up your alley.
Wow, you're an asshole. Alright, I know we were talking about, the store update. Remember, yeah, we were talking about how they updated the store.
Yeah. The store update, it looks great, you know, it didn't really change that much, though. Like, I just went on my PS3. I looked in the store. It's like, you know, some...
Well, you know what? I can pull it up right now. I'm on it. I know that they added a bunch of add-ons for Little Big Planet. How much... You know, I don't really want more add-ons for, you know, Little Big Planet, though. That's the only thing. I don't want add-ons for Little Big Planet. I mean, do you? You don't even have the game, do you?
Nope.
Exactly. So why would we want Little Big Planet?
Like, if they're going to add on to any game, it should be, like, Call of Duty 4, Resistance, you know, maybe World at War. It's kind of early for that, though. You know, I don't know, like, maybe they should add a little more movie selection. They should add more to the episode section of Family Guy, American Dad, Robot Chicken. Like, I could go on and on about the episodes of television shows.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they should just keep updating that, and honestly... Who gives a fuck about Little Big Planet update? No one's gonna buy that. It's the truth. Like, I bet there'll be a select few that do buy it, but, you know, go where the money's at and make updates. You know, companies should make updates for different games like Call of Duty, Resistance, because, you know, there's a lot of people playing Resistance in Call of Duty. Don't you agree?
Call of Duty 5 or Call of Duty 4, what are we talking about?
Call of Duty 4 and Call of Duty World at War.
Yeah. There's a lot of people playing Call of Duty, especially. I know
there's a lot of people on my list that play Call of Duty 4 alone. And on the, Call of Duty World at War, like, they'll show how many people online. Like, it was like 100,000. So, you know, a lot of the time will be 100,000 or, like, 80,000. So, it's like, just imagine that, just $2.
Yeah, I got the PlayStation Store update pulled up on me right now. It looks like they added an episode of Pulse, which I watched that, only, you know, 4 minutes long, if you want to watch.
Wait, what?
Of, that episode, the show Pulse.
Alright.
That's, I don't know if, do you remember watching that in the mall that one time? In Home, they have that episode of Pulse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have Pulse in there.
The only thing Home has done right.
Yeah, a 4 minute episode of a show. It looks like they added Luminescent Supernova, which I don't really know too much about it. Apparently it was supposed to be a big update, you know, a big release though. But I'm not really too fond of
everything on PS Network is supposed to be a big release. Where Warhawk was supposed to be a big release. Let's end it at that.
Hey, don't joke about Warhawk, alright? Warhawk was a huge release, son.
Yeah, it was so great, and then when you actually got to the online play, like, wow. This PS3 game sucks. So. I know, Warhawk was a decent game, it was fun. But, would I consider people, would I tell people, oh, go out, buy this game? No. I would tell them to go back and probably buy Spyro or something. Something more useful.
Yeah, there's, like I said, the Metal Gear Solid suits they added on.
Which is great, because I know there's a lot of people that love that game, and they'll probably...
Actually, you know what? No, that's, Only 300,000 copies have been sold so far up to date. I know within, you know, November, 300,000 copies. I think throughout, probably about 500,000. Yeah, it hasn't even hit a million.
Well, that's
yet.
Still a good amount of money, though, if you think about it in retrospect.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, for a big release like that, I mean, everybody within the gaming industry said it was going to be a big game. And then the shit comes out, and it's, like, not anything hot at all.
Well, the thing is, because with Metal Gear, the online was bad. The story was great, though. You can't knock the story. The story was probably really good, like one of the better stories.
What are you talking about, dude? I'm talking about Little Big Planet. What are you talking about, Metal Gear?
I'm talking about Metal Gear. Yeah.
What are you talking about, Metal Gear? I said Little Big Planet add-ons.
Oh, I thought you said Metal Gear add-ons. Well, as here having the show, we take Bill O'Reilly's take and fuck it, we do it live. So.
Yeah, we don't usually edit anything like Fox News or anything like that.
Now, can you play a little bit of that song clip for me right now? Is that available?
That's unavailable right now. It's a soundbite that we usually do here. It's gonna be once every few times or whatever. We gotta the fuck it, we'll do it live. Might be able to be played a few times and throughout the show.
But, you know, as we're saying, okay, about Little Big Planet add-ons, you know, that's cool. You know, I know some people, I know you play the game a little bit, not that much anymore, but...
Yeah, after, like I said, after the account management thing and it fucked up my game saves and, yeah, I don't play it anymore.
Well, you know, it's still, I know there's still little kids that played that game, you know.
Hey, there's a bigger crowd, yo, there's a bigger crowd than little kids, I mean.
I know that, I'm just saying, I know there's a lot of little kids that play that game. I'm just,
Yeah, that's true. I know I didn't really get to say my game of the year, on the last episode. Oh, crap. I didn't get to say my game of the year. My game of the year would probably have to be... Yeah, that's a tough one, dude. I want to say Little Big Planet. Fallout 3 is pretty big, though. I love Fallout 3. I haven't got a chance to actually sit down and play a long part of it.
See, I cannot call Fallout 3 really the game of the year, because how long has it really been out for?
It's been out for, like, a month now.
But I'm just saying, like, I think it should go on the basis of, I think, honestly, Fallout 3 gets a lot of sales because of, at the Christmas season, all that, you know. It's a great game, don't get me wrong. I've seen the graphics, I've seen trailers, I've seen stuff like that. Well, even with PS3 trailers, you don't see fucking shit for gameplay. But,
you know what the sad thing was about Fallout 3 for PS3? Was, Microsoft paid Fallout 3 to sabotage the PS3. When I say that, like, I have a reason, let me get to that. When you look at it, Fallout 3 had trophies on the 360 achievements when it came out. It took 3 weeks for Fallout 3 to get trophies for the PS3. 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
They coded it completely crappy for the PS3. That's why it looks better on the 360. Everyone knows that. Everyone says that. Everyone. I mean, it's just common knowledge when you sit down.
It was an under-the-table deal that 360 made with the Fallout 3 game makers.
Bethesda.
Who made Fallout 3?
Bethesda.
Exactly. Look at that gay-ass name. So, you know, they made it under the deal table. And if you look at PS3 exclusive... compared to, like, just an Xbox exclusive graphic-wise, like, or any Xbox game, PS3 blows Xbox away.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's just, you know, I'll give Xbox credit because it gets those big sales, but honestly, with Xbox now, it seems like they've given up on first-person shooters. Like, they have Gears, but, like, what's the next big game?
Halo.
Halo. Yeah. But after that...
Yeah, after Halo, they're done. Like I said on the last podcast, after Halo, they're with Thrones Ride. I mean, with PS3, they have games all year long, and they just announced another racing game during, I think it's the spring or the summertime.
It's spring.
What game are you talking about?
Same one as you?
an asshole.
Yeah, no, but seriously.
No, but it's a Lamborghini racing game for and they just announced exclusive for the PS3.
Oh, I saw. Wait, was that trailer on PS3 PlayStation.com? I think they have a trailer of that up.
Do they? I don't know if they do.
It says upcoming releases.
I'll pull that up. Was it on the PlayStation website?
Yeah, PlayStation.com. I don't know if it's the same. I might have been looking at, like, one of the, Pure was a decent game, not great.
Wait, what was a decent game?
I think I might have been looking at Pure, to be really honest.
Was there BMX racing in it?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, you're not Lamborghini BMX. That was Pure. I was gonna say, dude, they don't even have video for it yet. Infamous is a huge game. They've really been advertising that. I don't know if you've seen it. They've run on
Games. Oh, wait, the one with the guy with, like, the demon, like, the special powers.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Like, everybody got, like, biohazard on him or whatever, and
that
he's
game's
the only
gonna...
one that. Yeah. Just this week, they've really kind of blown away everybody, and they went on G4. They went on X Play, game trailers, IGN. I mean, they, you know, if it was gaming, they were there. So.
Well, it's too bad though with the video game awards. They gave Grand Theft Auto the game of the year, which I don't agree with.
I went on a rant about that last man.
Oh,
was,
you did? Like, just like, come on, dude. You're gonna pick Grand Theft Auto?
Wait. Ready, gamer? VGAs. All right. So yeah, that was we're gonna be using Sue Simmons a lot down here. Yeah, I think we can get her in, like, in the studio. I think we should.
I think we'll be manageable.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
Try to find out her Skype name.
All right. Yeah, because I want Sue Simmons in here. She is a wonderful lady, and
And she's got a very dirty mouth.
We like them dirty here at Next Gen Talk. But, so we want to wrap this up now. It's getting kind of late, and we're about 27 minutes into it, and the crack is starting to wear off here. So, game...
Just one more statement, you know. Nice job, VGAs. Grand Theft Auto 4. Great choice, assholes!
Yeah, I know. They could have picked, like, you know, any of the games you said. And, you know, it would have been great. But, yo, since we're, since, you know, this is a show wrap-up here on Next Gen Talk, I figure we might as well, you know, just wrap it up. What games do you have for the people? So, like, what is your favorite game that you can say? Would it be Call of Duty 5 right now? I mean, you play that.
Call of Duty World at War? Yeah, I would... probably say that would be one of my favorite games, or Resistance. Resistance is actually a pretty good game. I don't play it that much, to be totally honest. I play World at War. But, you know, when Killzone comes out, I would definitely say Killzone 2 for the PS3 consumer. I would definitely buy that game. That's going to be definitely a great hit.
Yeah. I don't know if I said my favorite game of the year, right? Did I say that?
No.
Oh, I didn't? I didn't pick? Oh. Little Big Planet was a good game, don't get me wrong, it was a great game actually, but I think Resistance 2 beat out Little Big Planet, and as far as PS3 exclusives, but like I said before, Fallout 3 seems like it, for me, it's the game of the year. I know I'm getting Midnight Club today, later on in about 9 hours or so, and I'm getting the PlayStation keyboard or whatever, so it'll be all good. So, this is our time to go, and, we're gonna leave you with another, should we do a rendition of, should we do more Bill O'Reilly, remix, or?
I think that would be appropriate.
Would it? Alright.
I think it would, you know. All right. So, for all those folks out there, see you later!
Well, we got another minute, but, thank you. As you see, the crack is definitely, I think he's taken more, even though I told him we're done. But, some good shit, is that some good shit over there? But, so.
Good shit. That's some good shit.
Alright. So thanks for listening, everybody. We, hope you favorite this, if you, like.
Oh, baby, suck my dick.
Yo, shut up. Yo, I'm going to turn you off in about 5 seconds. If you can, just help us out with the Flash, with the, you know, if you're good with HTML or any sort of thing like that for a forum, hit me up on Podomatic and spread this around. We're on iTunes, I believe. I'm not sure about that. Just spread the RSS feed around through the internet and tell anybody that likes gaming as much as you do to check it out.
And suck my dick.
And Gamer, do you have anything actually logical to say? Because I'm turning the volume back on.
Well, you know, it's been a great night. I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and hope you guys get all the games you want.
Oh, thanks, Miss America.
Mr. America.
Well, you don't look good in Speedo, so I can't give you that. But
I look great in it.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas, and we'll
see you, kitties.
We'll have Unbeatable back on for you in our next episode. So thanks, everybody.
Bye from Alaska.
Oh yeah. In the next episode, Gamer will not be in Alaska. Where are you gonna be next episode, Gamer?
See, my parents are moving because, you know, Sarah Palin's put a restraining order on me.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be moving probably maybe to Philadelphia. Maybe around that area.
Oh, are you going to be? Okay. Well, I can show you around sometime.
No.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think she's kicking you out. Sarah Palin's kicking you out because you didn't fire that sheriff that you were told to fire.
No, it's just I kind of took off my pants and started.
Okay, okay. Well, that's all we have time for today, folks. Thanks for listening.
5, 4, 3.
Fuck it.
There's no words on
tomorrow.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it.
There's no
words
on tomorrow.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck.